maybe we'll begin with Asai, with the Ramban here in Perek Lamed Aleph, Psukim Yud Zayin Yud Ches. The beginning here, just in the Chumash, Vayoma Pasuk Tezayin, Lamed Aleph Tezayin in Chumash. Vayoma Hashem Amoshe Incha Shochem Mavosecha, Vekoma Oma Zeh Vezona Acharei Elohei Nechahu Oretz, Ashehu Vashoma Vekirbo, Vazavani Vehefez Bisa Shekarati Ito. So after your Petira Moshe Rabbeinu, Kal Yisrael is going to engage in Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and what will the reaction to that be? V'char Epivo V'yom Ahu V'azavtim V'histarti Fanai Mehem V'hoya Le'achol. Umtzauhu Rorus Rabas V'tzaros V'amah V'yom Ahu Halo Ki Al Ki Ein Elokai B'kirbi Mitzauni Rorus Eile. So there will be a Hester upon him. During that time of Hester upon him, Klal Yisrael will suffer Ra'os, Rabos, Vitzaros. And their reaction to that will be Al Ki Ein Elokai V'kibi Mitzoni Ra'os Ha'ela. The Torah continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'anochi Hasta Asti Upon Ha'Beyom Ahu Al Kol Ha'Rasha Asa Kifono El Elohim Acherim. There will be a second Hester upon him. So let's see the Ramban here. V'tam v'ome b'yom ahu. You have the Ramban or Rosa? Yeah. V'tam v'ome b'yom ahu ahaloki al ki ein. Elokai v'kirbi. Einenu vidui gomor. Ki inyan v'izvadu savonon. Aval hu hir hu v'charata she yischartu al malam v'yakiru ki Hashem in him. So the Ramban is clearly addressing a glaring difficulty, seemingly glaring difficulty in the Pesukim. The v'amah v'yom ahu alo ki al ena l'kai b'kibi mitzuni arosa eile. Isn't that, aren't they being misvada? And if they're being misvada, so why is the reaction to that? Another hest upon him? So the Ramban says you have something analogous towards the end of the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai. If you take a look here in Vayikra Chavav, Mem. Vayikuch avav mem. V'hizvadu savonam v'savon avosam b'malom asher malu bi v'af asher hochu imi b'keri. So we're now expecting the reaction to be, okay, so now the tochacha is gonna end because they're doing tshuva. And yet the next pasuk is Afani Elech Imam Bikeri Behevesi Osam Be'eretz Oyevehem. So that's what the Awur Ramban is the comparison that he's providing, that the same difficulty which we have here in our psukim you find there in Bechukosai as well. So what does the Ramban suggest? Because in each of these two cases it's not a vidui gomor, but it's only here who have a charata. So let's hold off for a minute in trying to understand what it is and what it isn't, and read a little bit more here in the Ramban. V'tam v'anochi hasta asti uponai pam acheres ki bavor shehir haru Yisrael belibam ki chotu Leilokim. The Alki Ein Elokehem Bikirba Mitzolim Haros Eile. ולכך אומר כי על כל הרע הגדולה שעשו לפתוח בעבוד הזר יסתר עוד פנים מהם. So the Ramban says that the emes is this kirho v'charata which falls short of being a vidui gomor in any other context would have sufficed to trigger a midas harachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah is explaining that because they were being punished for Avodah Zarah, so Dafka, in that context, this hirhu v'charata doesn't induce the chaste Hashem. However, it makes some impression. Yaster odponim mehem. However, lo kehester ponim harishon shehister pnei rachamav umetzo umros rabos v'tzaras. Rak sheyu behester pnei ha-geula v'yamdu b'havtochas pnei rachamav v'af gamzos b'yosem b'eretz oyeveihem lo ma'astem v'lo ge'altem v'gomer ad sheyosifu al acharota ha-nizkeres vidui gomor u'tshuva shlema k'mo shenizka l'mayla v'shavta ad Hashem l'kacha. So this is a lesser type of hester ponim, not a hester ponim that allows for ra'os, rabos, for tzaros, but a hester ponim that still holds the geula in abeyance. But it's a lesser form of hester ponim. So what is this hirhu v'charata, and what's missing in order for it to constitute a vidui gomor and the tshuva shleima? So you talking that the clue here in the Ramban is that twice the Ramban says, initially he says aval hu hirhu v'charata, and then two lines later he says tam anochi haster astir panai pam acheres ki bavo shehir haru Yisrael belibam ki chatu leilokim. The Ramban describes it as a hirhu halev. But the Torah says, "V'omar b'yom ha'hu, halo al ki en elokai b'kirbi mitzoni aros eila." Ramban twice describes it as a hirhu ha'alev. Yitachen, it seems that the Ramban here, that the Ramban back in Parshas Bereishis points out that v'yomer, which we generally translate as connoting speech, so the Ramban says, he actually gives two possibilities, but the second of the two is the one that's relevant to us, commenting on Vayom Elokim Yehi Ur, what does it mean? Oh, hu kegon machshava. That Amira sometimes connotes thought. So the Rambam says like that also. The Rambam quotes one of the Rambam's proof texts is Amarti Ani Belibi. From Kohelas, Amati Ani Belibi. So Amira doesn't always mean speech, but it means thought. Sometimes it's one of the meanings, And l'chora, what our Ramban seems to be teaching, excuse me, v'omer bayom hahu, is here haru Yisrael b'libam. He's teaching Amira here, not as speech, but as thought. Why is that so significant? So the Chora as follows. Let's say a Moshe L'mar Dov Adome. Let's say you have a husband, a father, who, because of a certain pattern of his behavior, so the marriage falls apart, and his wife and children leave him. And on some level, he recognizes that he's at fault. But it's possible to have a sort of situation or a stage where internally, inwardly, there's this gnawing awareness. But whether it's akshanus, whether it's gaiva, whether it's an akshanus rooted in gaiva, but whatever it is, the fact that inwardly there's an awareness, but he's not willing to admit it to them. He's not willing to. On the one hand, there's an awareness of, look what my behavior has brought about, and look at all the damage it's done. But the fact that there is, again, internally, this awareness, there's still some obstruction. He doesn't translate that into an outer directed acknowledgement and admission. And you talk, and that's what the Ramban is saying here. The hero of a charata means, again, that on some level there is an awareness that al, again, v'oma v'choshav v'yomahu, hallo ki al. Hello, al ki ein alokai bikirvi mitzaoni arosa eva. But that certainly falls short of being a vidui gomor, where the person sort of takes responsibility for that of which he's aware, and in the moshel we gave. And makes amends ben adam l'chaveru in the nimshal, and is mizvada takar shvaruchu, and is shav b'tshuva gemura, b'tshuva shleima. what is it that sort of in the moshul we gave it ben on the mechavero, so it's easier to understand. How human nature is functioning in not translating that hirhu of the charata into a vidui gomor and tshuva. It's not nearly as embarrassing or humiliating to admit something to oneself as it is to admit it to others. So it's one thing for him to recognize; it's another thing for him to own up to it to his wife, to his children. But what about when it's been adam lamokom? There are probably different factors or forces that can be at play. I think sometimes the way we act is the more. The hirhur, the charata, the more we allow it to surface, and if we allow it to surface to the point of actually saying a full-fledged vidui, so then that already commits us to making change. Sometimes you can have, I don't know, take a different mushroom. Let's say you have someone, he has a certain addiction. Whatever the type of addiction is. So on the one hand, he recognizes that, again, depending upon what the addiction is, whatever physical ailments or financial difficulties he has, or whatever, that it really traces back to the addiction. But meidach gisa, he's not ready to make the sacrifice to give up that addiction. So what does the person do? So he sort of keeps that awareness suppressed. Keeps it in the realm of thought. Once, if a person would translate it fully, It's more of a machayev. It's more of a machayev. And that's why you see from the Ramban, the Kol Zman is just here with Vacharata, it's not only the vidui that's missing, it's missing mitzad the tshuva as well. As long as the person sort of suppresses that awareness. Sometimes we know we're doing the wrong thing and we just don't muster the strength to change course. And when that happens, we're more likely, we have this gnawing awareness, we have this hiva of the harata, but we're more likely not to verbalize it in that type of situation. There's a certain degree of reality that something has when a person not only thinks it, but says it. There's a heightened degree of recognition and acknowledgement. And that heightened degree of awareness and acknowledgement is mechayev. Sometimes, even though we recognize what the source of our difficulty is, but we just are not willing to do what's necessary to change, so then we sort of, it remains in the realm of hira v'harata. And that's what the Ramban says, is it falls short of being vidui gomor and tshuva shlema. There's something to build on, there's something to work with, but if a person doesn't build on it, if a person doesn't work with it, it falls short. Earlier, the Torah is in the midst of Hakel in Perek Lamed Aleph. Beitzav, beginning at Revi, Pasuk Yud, Beitzav Moshe Osam Lemel Miked Shav Hashonim B'moed Shnas HaShmita B'chag HaSukos B'volchol Yisrael Eros Espanay Hashem Lokech B'amokom Hashem Yivchor Tikros HaTorah Azaz Neged Kol Yisrael Bozneim Hakel HaSom HaAnoshim V'Anoshim V'Atav V'gerecha asher b'sharecha l'man yishmu l'man yilmadu v'yoros Hashem alakecha m'sham alasos es kol divya Torah azos uv'neya m'shalo yodu u yishmu v'lomdu l'yoros Hashem alakecha m'kol yom asher atem chayim al adoma asher atem ovim m'sayod in shama l'rishta. So everyone has to be present for Hakel when the melech But the Torah doesn't say who, doesn't really say who reads, right? The question is what the mocker is, and whether would Melech actually be ma'akev for mitzvah hakel. So I think the Minchas Chinuch and other achronim discussed that question. But be that as it may, by mitzvah hakel, so everyone comes anoshim, noshim, and taf, for the purposes of the man yishmu, the man yilmadu. What does the Ramban say here? Pasuk Yud Beis, the man yishmu, the man yilmadu, ha anoshim veha noshim, ki gam hein shomos velomdos the yirosis Hashem. The contrast will be to the Chazal that the Ramban is going to quote a little bit further on. The Ramban's pshat is an alternative to what Chazal say. Vahanoshim vahanoshim, meaning the leman yishmu leman yilmadu is by hearing they'll learn, and what they learn is leyiras Hashem. Right, in order to learn, if we're being taught, so the first thing we need to do in order to learn is we need to hear what's being said. We need to hear the Divrei Torah. A person hears the Divrei Torah, he can learn the Divrei Torah, and then the desired result of the Yoros Hashem can be achieved. That's how the Ramban teaches the Pasuk. What does it mean, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vnei Mashal Yodu Yishmu Velamdu, Hema Taf, Ki Yishmu V'Yishalu, V'Ha'ovos Yargilom V'Yechanchunosam. We're not talking about nursing infants. No, we're talking about higiyu lechinuch. V'zeh tam v'lomdu liyira be'osed ki l'may lo'oma v'lomdu v'yoru. Right, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Ramban is medayek. In Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah says, "Leman yishmu, leman yilmadu v'yoru." And in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it's not yishmu v'lamdu v'yoru; it's le'yira. So, what that change, what that difference signifies, is that the anoshim and noshim who are already gedolim. So the result of Yiras Hashem can be achieved immediately. They can walk away from the Hakel with an intensified and enhanced sense of Yiras Shamayim. By the children who are Agir L'chinuch, so you're looking to plant seeds that in the future will result in L'yira. So one element of chinuch is the parents teach the children something which the child can already appreciate. The child can already appreciate. The child can already understand. And sometimes the child hears the words, on one level understands the words, but it doesn't really click. It doesn't really click. The child's not old enough for what the parent is giving, for it to click. But the ground has been prepared for the child to come to appreciate it in the future. And that's a part of chinuch. A part of chinuch is sometimes saying things, teaching things, instructing things that will only, that there's going to be some kind of delayed reaction in terms of appreciation and in terms of implementation. According to Chazal, the pshat in pasuk Yud Beis of the man Yishmu, the man Yilmedu, is the man Yishmu and the man Yilmedu. I don't know why the order is reversed. Aligns with Hakel Asaom Ha'Anoshim VaHa'Anoshim, that the man Yilmedu is the toeles for the Anoshim. And the man Yishma'u is the toalas for the noshim. Why the order is flipped? I don't know. And Chazal understand that Taf is even shelo igiyah l'chinuch. How do you read the pasuk according to Chazal? Uvneim eshelo yodu yishmu v'lamdu liyeres Hashem alokechem. So isn't the pshuto shel mikra mochiach like the Ramban that we're obviously talking about taf who are kovim lehischanech, who can understand? If we're talking about yonke shadayim, so how can it be that the Torah depicts it as Uvnei Mashal Yodu Yishmu V'Lamdu L'Yos Hashem Elokeicha? So where is that? I think it's a Yerushalmi, no? A famous Yerushalmi? About how the mother of one of the Amorim used to bring his bassinet into the Beis Medrash. He didn't cry and disturb everyone coming into the Beis Medrash. And it's clear from that hanhaga, from the way the Yerushalmi records that hanhaga, that there is some, obviously that's on a level of skula, not on a level of nigla, but on a level of skula, that exposing the child to that atmosphere, even if nothing is niklat consciously and on a natural level, but something is niklat in the neshama in a metaphysical way. And Yitachin, according to Chazal, that Chazal's understanding of this pasuk by Hakel is the source for that type of hanhaga. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayom Hashem al Moshe hen kovu yomecha lamus kras Yehoshua v'syatzu v'ol moed v'atzavenu v'yelech Moshe v'Yehoshua v'yisyatzu v'ol moed. So Moshe Rabbeinu is told to bring Yehoshua v'atzavenu. Rashi says azavzenu. Right, famously in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, back in Sefer Vayikra, Sav is Sav is Banav Lemor. So Rashi says that Sav is sometimes a Lashon of Zeros. It's an exhortation. And that's how Rashi understands it here as well. Va'atzavenu va'azarzenu, Lashon Rashi. Ve'ein tzorech, ki dvar Hashem, says the Ramban, chazak ve'amotz ki atot tovi mitzvahi, ve'ilu hayu misatza v'lo yasa, kein hayu chayiv misa. Ve'yitochen shi'ye perish va'atzavenu, she'amane oso nogeru mitzah ve'al Yisrael. Kemosha perashti ba'posuk v'tzivisa oso le'nehem. So the Ramban says that tzivoy sometimes means minoy. Sometimes the Lashon va'atzavenu means I will appoint him. How does tzav mean that again? So the basic meaning of tzav is to command, but when you, any appointment to a position, let's say any political office, right? So the president, the governor, they take the oath of office, right? So he swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States, the state of New York, whatever it is. So every appointment is also, when a person is appointed, he's also receiving a tzivoy, a charge, in terms of the responsibility that appointment places upon him. And in that sense, the word litzavos, by extension, comes to mean to appoint. You find that the Sforno, so the Ramban himself cross-references that that's how he had interpreted the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Ruchas L'chol Basa Isha La'eda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appoint a successor, should appoint my successor. So Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Kach Uchas Yeshua Ben Nun, Isha Sheruach Bo V'Samachtos Yotcho Olav, V'Ha'amato Oso L'fnei Alozah, Akvem V'fnei Kol Ha'eda, V'Tzivisa Oso L'Einehem. V'Tzivisa. So here too, the Ramban, that's what he's cross-referencing, says, Lefi daiti b'pshana kosuv tam b'tzivisa osolei neim hu haminoi sheyimana osam b'mam adam. You find that the Sforno also operates with this understanding that letzavos sometimes means lemano. So for instance, in the beginning of Pasha's Vo'era at Sheni, so the Torah has a pasuk Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron Vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael v'al paru melech Mitzrayim lahotzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi, who assumes that tzivoy means to command, so then it's missing from the Chumash what the content of the demand was. So Rashi says, Vayitzavim b'nei Yisrael tzivam aleim lahanhigam benachas, and ve'el paro melech Mitzrayim tzivam olav lachok lo kovod b'divrehem. But if you take a look in the Sforno, so the Sforno says, Vayitzavim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mina osam l'sorim kemo vayismoch ez yodav olav vayitzavehu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron as ministers, as rulers, both over Bnei Yisrael and Paro Melech Mitzrayim. It's this understanding of tzivoy as minoy. So the Rav points out that the Rambam also learns pshat like this. In the Hagdamah to Mishnah Torah, thank you. Afal pishal nichtav v'tarah shebal peh limda Moshe Rabbeinu kula v'beizdino l'shivim zekeinim. And then listen to these next couple of lines, Rabbi Asai. I'm reading here from the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, if you want to take a look. Ve'elozer u'pinchas v'yoshua shloshtan kiblu mimoshe v'liyoshua shehu talmido shel Moshe Rabbeinu mosa Torah shebal peh v'tzivahu aleha. So Elazar, Pinchas, and Yoshua were all equal in having been Mekabel for Moshe. Right? The three of them were equal in terms of what they were Mekabel for Moshe. And yet Yehoshua stands out in that the Yehoshua Shehu Talmido Shel Moshe Rabbeinu Mosav Torah Shebal Peh V'Tzivahu Aleha. So there's Kabbalah, but there's also Mesira. And the Mesira was accompanied by Vitzivahu Aleha. So it's clear that the Vitzivahu Aleha is that the Rambam is referring to this same pasuk in Parashas Pinchas that the Ramban cross-referenced of the Hamadata Osa Lifnei Eloza Akoyim Lifnei Kol Ha'eda Vitzivisa Osa Leinehem. But whereas for the Ramban, the Minoy is a Minoy in general, maybe it's a Minoy that Yehoshua is going to be Melech after Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech, so too did Yehoshua. Yehoshua ben Nun also had a Din Melech. But for the Rambam, the Rav quotes a Yalkut Shimoni, which he says is the Rambam's Mokor, the Minoy is with regard to Divrei Torah. Mekor divrei Rambam hu Yalkut Shimoni Pinchas v'tzivisa oso leinehem pa ein tzivoy b'chol makom ela divrei Torah. Which means that even though Elazar, Pinchas, and Yehoshua all, I don't know, they all got hundreds on the Bechinas, I guess. I guess that's what it means, that Kuhn Kibbu Mimosha. But Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yehoshua in that he was appointed to transmit the Masorah to the next generation. He would be the head of the Sanhedrin Shalayan Aleph. He was appointed to be Moshe Torah to the next generation, as in Avos. Moshe Kibbal Torah Misinai, Moshe Ali Yeshua, Yeshua the Zakenim. So again, this is it's working off the same Havana in Tzivoy as the Ramban has, but what's the Chiddush here is that it relates the Tzivoy to Divrei Torah and understands that what the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas means is that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, it appoints Yehoshua as the guardian of the Masorah. Okay, we'll stop here.